Hello and welcome to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. This is my lovely Charlotte.
And this is my lovely Paul.
We're here to enthrall and tantalise you in the UK swinging scene.
The positives and negatives of our beautiful community and help to correct many common misconceptions about the swinging lifestyle, from the purely social aspect of the scene to the damn right sexy and obscene.
And with 10 years on the scene, we feel we can take all you newbies under our wing and show you orally all the wonders of the scene, if you're brave enough. Welcome to By Proper Swingers, the podcast.
Yes, and we are here to give you the insight and knowledge of UK swinging lifestyle. Now, we're not the first to do this, but hopefully we will bring a different and more vibrant and more gorgeous perspective of the swinging scene.
We'd like to broaden your horizons and talk to you and share our experience. And if you're joining us, well, hopefully we can smooth the way.
Absolutely. Now, what's intriguing for us and newbies and people that even know about the scene is what is swinging itself? So according to Wikipedia, the definition of swinging is sometimes called as wife swapping, husband swapping, or partner swapping, and it's a sexual activity in which both singles and partners in a committed relationship sexually engage with others for recreational purposes. Swinging is a form of non-monogamy and an open relationship. People may choose a swinging lifestyle. As many cite an increased quality and quantity of sex. Some people may engage in swinging to add variety into the otherwise conventional sex lives they have, or due to their curiosity. Some couples see swinging as a healthy outlet and means to strengthen their relationship. Loving how that says, you know, that they see it as a way. To be fair, it is genuinely.
It is, honestly.
It is, absolutely.
From 10 years of doing it, we wouldn't live any other way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it said
but to be fair, I have to admit, that seems very narrow definition.
It is. Such
it seems
narrow.
So biased towards couples.
Now, absolutely.
We know swinging covers all the colours of the rainbow.
Absolutely.
If you're a singleton out there, don't be thinking you can't become a swinger. For God's sake, you're actually highly praised.
Yeah, you're needed.
Couples are always looking for that little third wheel to make an evening brilliant.
Yeah, male and female. You are needed, wanted, and very much desired.
Yes, you're warmly welcomed into our world.
Absolutely.
To be fair, the umbrella of swinging, I think, probably covers way more than what they are defining. But again, that raises an interesting question. What is a swinger?
What is a swinger? Now, it goes on to say, this is the Wikipedia definition of swinging. It says, the phenomenon of swinging, or at least its wider discussion and practice, is regarded as arising from the free attitudes towards sexual activity. And after the sexual revolution of the 1960s...
Well, that's to be fair. We go to clubs that have been that old.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The world is.
But has it really evolved though? I think it took a massive turning point in the 1960s, but I think the last 20 years, has it really evolved? Has our social norms and values and perceptions around bisexuality and sex become more acceptable?
I'd say we have become so much more accepting. When we go out, the quantities of tea girls out there, the quantities
of. Yeah, but I'm talking about people that don't even know it exists. I was talking within the scene.
But yeah. Yes. Honestly, I think the generalised perception of swinging out there to the general public is that god-awful definition of keys in a bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know when that was done, but
I'm sure there was a period of time where it really was a house party. Everyone was drunk, stoned, you know, back in the hippie days, and you'd have, I'm assuming, a bowl, and guys would throw their car keys in it, and then you would choose...
Again.
A random set of car keys and you get
purely,
that wife.
Exactly. It's purely limited to
the wife
couples
swapping.
And it is purely almost as if the woman in the relationship has no say.
Has no control.
That is the complete opposite.
It is.
As far as we can both say, the women hold all the power in swinging. If you're looking for a female partner, be it you are a couple looking for a female partner or you're a single man looking for a female partner, the woman has the right to say no. Whenever and however she likes.
Absolutely. And the dynamic there is the women always have the control in this lifestyle. Now, you know, we always want to say that both parties have the same level of control, don't we? You know, it should always be a mutual shared
certainly
thing. We always do.
If we're going as a couple, you know, we can, either of us can blackball a meet, because honestly, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't look right, if we walk through the door and something smells wrong, and I don't mean physically, I mean emotionally.
Well, to be fair, it can.
It can be physically.
It can
as well,
physically
yes.
sometimes, and that's when you do want to
turn around and walk out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can back out at any time.
But no, the women do have the control. It's sad to be honest and upfront about the negatives in the whole of the scene. We have been in some situations and have some experiences where it's obviously been the man calling all the shots, but that's very rare, isn't it, Paul?
Yes, it's very.
It doesn't happen a lot.
It's very rare because those kind of situations aren't tolerated within the scene.
No.
It's quite a close-knit community.
Yeah.
We all tend to look after each other, and the deeper you get into the social side of the scene, the more you realise that it's a support network.
It is, absolutely, an invaluable support network. And, you know, what goes on behind closed doors can be hard to, you know, maintain some sort of awareness or control over. But definitely in the club scene, you know, there isn't, I don't think I've ever come across in my 10 years of being in the clubs and on the scene where I've seen a woman not have any control.
No,
they're always
up front.
Very
rare you feel threatened.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you're normally surrounded by friends.
Absolutely. Now,
I have to say, in that, the one part I did agree with is the increasing of the relationship. Because
it strengthens
the relationship. Yes. I have to say, some of our friends have said our relationship would not stand if we were not swingers.
But to be fair, we weren't going to mention about the old COVID.
Yeah. So far, during COVID, we haven't slept. It's been good.
Yeah.
And we have been forced into a bit of
a vanilla
lifestyle.
We have.
But, you know,
forced.
I've enjoyed your company to pieces.
Absolutely. And
but
so,
I have to admit, we are both looking forward to the
when the club opens up again. And we
to that
go
green
off.
Flag being lifted and we can start racing again.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we are absolutely at breaking point, gagging at the minute.
Yeah, but, definitely gagging.
Yeah, but like you said, we have been forced into the whole vanilla.
And this is why we're doing a podcast. Yeah. There are many other people in the UK that do podcasts. Certainly Bed Hopping do a splendid podcast.
Absolutely.
And we've been saying for years we're going to do it. So due to this lovely virus time, we've decided, what the hell, let's do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when the clubs do open up again, we'll you know, be able to give people who wouldn't have the confidence or awareness or knowledge to go.
Yeah, take them under our wings we can orally tell you exactly what's out there and what your options are.
Yeah, so
because there are a myriad of options.
Yeah, and regards to the whole scene itself, so singles are welcomed as they add the spice to the whole dynamic of being watched, and you know, it is a couple's thing, but you know, singles are very welcome.
Yes, say people are swingers, it's like comparing food.
It is, absolutely.
There are so many different variations and varieties of swinger. For example, you have people that just go for the voyeurism.
Yeah, they like to go to the club to show off because they feel sexy, they're dressed up, you know, they can put on this whole persona that they don't already have during the week, and they can let their hair down, you know. And the whole point to the differences between a vanilla club and a swingers club is very much that, you know, you can be watched, and you like to watch it, and it's not perverted, it isn't seedy, and you have that ability to
the gloves
others
are
to watch
off.
You
can do what you like in a circumstances of friends where you can do what you like. And we have, you know, we have friends that are just voyeurs.
Yeah.
You know, they just love to stand in the corner of a room and enjoy the show.
And a lot of them start out that way. So there are a lot of couples that
build confidence.
Yeah, so they start off for a couple of years going to the clubs, having a dance, watching others have sex, and then maybe start having sex themselves but not interacting with anyone else, and that's how it starts.
Yeah, and I knew one of my best friends' couples, they took, well, what I considered forever to get into it. You know, he was so patient, so caring, sat back, they'd go social, until she was totally confident and happy with what she wanted to do. There was no pressure whatsoever.
Which is exactly how it should be.
It was so admirable.
Yeah, but, you know, and that's exactly what it's all about, you know, being open and honest and transparent. And in the day, we all know that relationships last longer out the scene and in the scene, as long as everybody is honest and...
Communication.
Communication, yes, that's another fantastic subject. So...
I suppose we should really talk about the varieties, because we've said the... what could be considered the... lower end of the scene, you have the voyeurs, people who just go out to be watched.
Yeah, there are different...
Then, I suppose, if you're taking the next logical step up,
you're
talking about the soft swing couples.
Yeah, now, soft swing.
That's an interesting phrase. That tends to be couples that do not want penetrative sex with anybody else.
Yeah, so they do oral, but you get some couples that have the only kiss, no kissing rule.
Yes, no kissing.
It goes along...
So, again... some people love their egos to be pampered, to be adored and worshipped, and flirt rampantly with people, and then, you know, kiss and fondle. But, you know, that's their rule. Sorry, that's for him. And, you know, I can respect that. That's lovely.
Yeah. So going on from voyeurism, going on to soft swings.
And then I suppose then you've got what could be qualified as standard swingers.
Yeah, full swap.
Full swap.
But they have certain lines in the sand, as you call it, Paul.
Everyone has their own limits.
Yeah.
There is that god awful subject of separate room. Again, this is personal taste. Some people love it and enjoy it.
Yeah. Again, we're very biased on certain topics, so please excuse us if we come across a certain subject or something taboo or something we don't have a lot of experience about yet on our podcast episodes. But sometimes, you know, we are very early on in our relationship, aren't we, Paul?
Yeah, we've been together 17 months.
So. We're not as evolved as some couples may be. And we both have experiences of other couples that have evolved together throughout the scene.
Yeah, I've certainly been in relationships in the lifestyle before. You, my darling, have the fringe advantage of being a unicorn.
I was a unicorn for 9 years before this beautiful one snapped me up. So again, where Paul's saying about separate room swingers, although we don't agree with it, that I've come across couples that, you know, had that same belief as me and Paul both have, but... changed it 10 years down the line. So
I think we need to define that.
We
said separate room. They may not understand that.
Separate room means
the part. If it, assuming it's a couple, you know, the female of the couple goes to her bedroom and takes
the male
that is visiting. The male whose house it is goes to the spare room, and the female that is visiting goes in with him.
Yeah.
And they both have a sexual experience in separate rooms.
Yeah, so it's a separate sexual experience. It isn't shared. And me and Paul believe that any swinging experience we should have should be shared.
Yes.
So we're all experiencing it together.
I have to admit, every time I've come across that, I've always suspected serious sort of jealousy and guilt issues because they don't want to see each other doing it. If that's how it works for them, that could be perfectly acceptable.
That is a completely viable possibility, but also, you know, you have the kind of the naughty husbands or naughty wives that kind of peep through the door as it's open.
Oh yes, the boys.
And watch and masturbate as their other half is being taken control of or getting lost in the moment with another person.
This is segueing
swingers
into cuckolds.
Yeah,
because there are relationships where the man
has no power.
Well, has no power. Or has all the power. You know, there's the cuckold relationship where the man freely relinquishes all the power because he wants to see his wife getting spoiled with another man.
Yeah.
And then there's the reverse of that coin, the cuckold, that wants to set his wife up with other men and motivate her into it. It's a very fine definition.
Yeah,
but it does exist out there. We've met what could be voyeur couples where... he has sat on the sofa and we've spoiled his missus.
We get that a lot.
Then he's directing.
He's involved.
He's getting the power from almost live pornographic.
Yeah, he's directing the moment.
Yes.
He's directing the situation, but he's not actually interacting sexually with any of us. He's just merely verbally getting off on that moment without getting or receiving any pleasure. Almost like a bit of a hedonistic... mindfuckery?
Yes. And again, the reverse is true. We've had blokes tied up on the sofa, again, whilst we're spoiling the missus. And then it's almost, I don't know, it's some kind of, it's not my thing. I don't think I'm professional enough informed to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. And there are stuff, you know, we are yet to probably know. The whole beautiful thing about swinging and sex itself is you always seem to be learning about it and finding out new things and new concepts, terminologies, and meeting new people. And that's what makes the scene so, so beautiful. So
and yeah, again, in acceptance, you know, transgender, we love them. They're wonderful.
TSs
are sometimes the most fun in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we this list could go on forever.
Yeah, and
about
we just...
all the variants, and you know, we haven't even got to the exceptionally kinky end yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
We haven't even got to the BDSM crowd. We haven't even got
the
to
fetish.
The fetish scene. Yeah. And there are fetishes that go on forever. Well, in fact, that's an entire different podcast to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they do. They go on for absolutely. They could go around the world for that long. To be fair, I mean, some of the stuff we come across that we have in the past, singly and together, are quite amazingly shocking. So that would be definitely for another podcast for you people. So, I mean, but in regards to this as our first podcast, I think have we covered
that should
much
probably do for a description
of
what
swinging
we are and what we do.
Yeah,
now, my darling, I don't think we've actually told these people who we are.
Yeah, who we are.
We really ought to do this.
We should do, absolutely. So let's go for it. So this lovely gentleman who is sitting opposite me is Paul, and he's 41.
I'm a relatively lucky man to have this beautiful lady that's sitting opposite me who's 31.
Yeah.
So yes, there is an age gap in our relationship.
We have an age gap couple.
But to be fair, I love it that way around.
Yes, he does. And so there's 10 years between us, which, to be fair, you know,
it's not a huge number.
It isn't a huge number.
We've met some ones that are much bigger.
And much bigger. And reverse opposite, you know, it doesn't just go for the older man, a lot of the older woman as well.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah. But age is just a number, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, as we mentioned earlier on, you know, I was a unicorn for 9.5 years.
Yes.
Before this beautiful man snapped me up.
And I did snap her up with some pursuit. It took a lot of effort to get this young lady to come for a meet with me because I was the legendarily bad single man.
Yeah, what
and
do you
when,
think?
Once you're in the scene, you realise single men are like grains of sand on a beach. There are, you're outnumbered 1,000,000 to 1.
Yeah, I mean...
So I take it as a gigantic win that I managed to... win your heart.
Yeah, and to be fair, if I had known what I was missing out on for 3 months, I would have snapped him up on the very first message. I kid
you
not.
Oh, we're getting so gay.
We're not getting that gay, but I mean, to be fair. So, we were talking about swinging earlier, and we hadn't yet mentioned about the different types of swingers themselves, but...
Oh, I suppose, yes.
We're going to discuss about us. So, we are both bi.
We're
both bisexual.
Yes, very bisexual.
And a good 70%-ish of couples on the scene are usually the mandatory, but not bad, of the straight man bi girl. Is that...
I'd say it's getting better.
It's getting better. Are there more guys that are coming out?
It's hard. I won't say hard, but it's unlikely to find a woman in the swinging lifestyle that isn't a little bit bi-curious or bi-playful.
Bi-playful, yes. So that is a lovely terminology that wasn't coined by myself, but somebody else in Paul's life. But yeah, a beautiful terminology where the woman will, you know, it'll put on a bit of a show, nothing too bad, but nothing too forced, but, you know, we'll just play with girls to get the guys sexually enticed in the moment.
Consider
and, you know, get it,
it
all hot and bothered.
Sexual lingerie, you know, it's putting on that little bit of performance for your man and seeing that sparkle in his eyes.
So, yeah.
There's certainly a lot of women that would qualify under that heading. And also, we know a lot of rampant half-and-half lesbians who are interacted and join the lifestyle because, well, their relationship at home... They've got all the cock they want, but they ain't got enough pussy.
No, and they don't. And so we're both bisexual. So, yeah, so Paul was... He came out with his bisexuality when he was 18. I won't go into too much detail on his first podcast, but, you know, I knew quite, you know, younger in my teenage years that I was bisexual. At the time, my family wasn't as accepting as they should have really been with it, so I kind of had to hide it for a bit, but... You know, mid-teens and older I got, I realised I could develop it, my sexual identity when it came
to
girls. And we always joke around and say, like, I'm 70% lesbian and you're 70% gay, you know?
Yes, so, we both had relationships in the past that have been with the same sex.
Yeah.
So I think we're probably as far down the path of bisexuality you can get before you start tripping off the other end and both turning gay.
Yeah, both turning fully gay. Yes, exactly. So we both
not saying that gay is a unpopular state in the scene.
It's more accepted.
We know many gay men in the scene. Well, I'm quite fond of gay men in the scene. Yeah, but that's personal taste.
Yeah, they're absolutely idolised. So yeah, in regards to social norms about swinging and everything, you know, being gay isn't really accepted or very integrated as such into society, but definitely on the swinging scene, you know, being gay, being lesbian, being bi, so much more accepted.
Yeah, you don't have to hide what you are with us.
No,
we are possibly the most accepting social group you'll ever meet.
Absolutely. Yeah,
some of our friends look spectacular in high heels and suspenders. Lovely blokes.
Yeah, you would never even think in a million years they'd look that good in suspender belt and heels, but they do.
Not even suggesting that they're transgender. They just like to wear them.
Yeah. So we met through the Fab Swingers website.
Oh, Fab Swingers. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. So we met through Fab Swingers, and he was chasing me down for 3 months, and he caught me up, and I didn't leave. So there we are. 17 months later, we are...
We are very happy together.
We are. We're engaged, and...
We're going to be having a very happy relationship. However, a large part of our relationship is our shared hobby.
It is, our shared life on the scene. So yeah, so we are open and honest about what we are and what we do. And
our families know what we are.
Exactly. And
our work colleagues know what we are.
Yeah, all my family, everyone at work. Thing is, though, is unfortunately a lot of people on the scene do hide it.
Yes.
This is a kinky
Some people see it as an advantage. Some people see it as an extra little
kink,
spicy thrill that they have a little secret.
Almost like childlike, like they're running around doing something in secret, you know, something naughty.
Yeah, they are kind of mutually cheating together, which I suppose is possibly the most healthy way to cheat.
Yeah, you do it together, absolutely. Yeah.
But again, we have the distinct advantage that after 10 years of doing this, we really don't care.
Yeah, we really don't care. We've come to accept what we are and who we are, and we know how embedded our sexual identities are with the world outside. Yeah. So we want
to... If anyone's got a problem with it, well, they've got a problem with us.
Yeah, exactly. And we have. We've both lost people in our families and people in our friendship circles in the past who couldn't accept it. It was too hard for them to get their head around. But we're open. We're honest. I think that's about covers us, really, don't you think?
The thought occurs, we've used a few terms, terminologies and phrases that possibly new people to the lifestyle won't understand a word we've said.
Absolutely, and there'll be a lot of people tuning into this that have come to listen who already know us on the scene, because without sounding big-headed or arrogant or anything, we are quite well-known on our scene.
We've been doing it for 10 years.
And in also, Kent, in the UK.
Our social media is populated mostly with people we know. So again, I'm using inflected speech
marks.
You can't
see that, but it's cute. He keeps using those occasionally. So of the experienced swingers out there, you may find this bit a little bit boring, but we hope you don't switch off.
By all means, message us and complain about our definitions. Yes. I'm sure you'll disagree with some.
Yeah, they might not be on point. But again, a lot of these definitions can be subjective.
Yep.
Because, you know, like I said, my opinion of what a bisexual...
Unicorn. Let's do it.
Could be different to somebody else's definition.
If you are a single woman and you brave it, you come to one of our clubs for a first night, or you join one of our sites, and somebody refers to you as a unicorn. This is not a derogatory term. This is a compliment.
This is a sexy compliment. You are just a goddess of existence. So,
this is primarily because a unicorn, as may be expected, is a mythical animal. They don't exist. They've never existed. They are really incredibly hard to find.
But they do exist, because I was one Paul for 9.5 years.
I'm so glad to have landed you. But a unicorn is, by definition, a single woman who is bisexual and wants to be sexually active with no strings attached.
Yes. And it's fair to say a proper, genuine bisexual female who wants to enjoy both the woman and the male in the couple, and also vice versa, to get spoiled, to get idolised. Is that more?
Yes, but equally, you know, there are a lot of couples that will come into this, particularly early doors couples, who may have trust issues or may just be trying to feel their way through.
Yeah.
And they are taking the route that they feel it's not cheating if it's with a woman.
Yeah.
and it's, you know, so
again,
the man wants to stand back whilst his partner gets spoiled by a woman. This is hard to find. This is quite impressively hard to find.
I've come across quite a few women in my past on the scene as a unicorn, speaking to another fellow unicorn who has been straight, believe it or not. So she's not bi, but because she's single and a female, she still really sees herself as a unicorn, even though in our books, a genuine unicorn should be bi.
It's contentious.
It's contentious and subjective, so we don't want to offend anyone, really do not at all. So yeah, unicorns in a certain degree can be straight, can be bi, or bi playful. So they're not genuinely bisexual, but they'll do it to heat up that moment, to make it more passionate, make it more hot. Yeah, so what other one should we go on with now?
I think vanilla.
Vanilla, yes.
Now, I have a nice definition for vanilla, but it may not land properly. Vanilla obviously refers to the most boring flavour of ice cream you can have, which, again, sorry all you non-swingers out there, that's what we call you.
Yeah, people that are not on the scene are vanilla people.
Basically, this would be the equivalent in Harry Potter terms of muggles. This is non-magical people. So you don't get to enjoy our fun because you don't choose to. So no, you're all vanilla.
You're all vanilla. But to be fair, the vanilla people out there may not actually know it exists or are too scared to be judged, to dip their toes in. Oh, or, you know,
that's what this podcast's all about.
Exactly. So, you know, for you listening out there who are enticed and merely curious, but doing it in secret, hush, hush, you know, just to make you aware that just because you are a vanilla person, you live in a vanilla world, doesn't mean you cannot start to express yourself outside your vanilla box, as it were. You know, and dip your toes
in. Lots of people divide their life into vanilla and non-vanilla.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they like to keep the boundaries very clear.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, that goes with, you know, people who are not open about the fact they swing. You know, their vanilla life would be their work, their family, who have no idea. They do it, so they are vanilla in their own right, as well as swingers.
Yes.
So, again, you know, it varies. That's an interesting point there.
Okay. Right. Now, here's a funny one. Right. As this is a newbie podcast, in terms of it's our first attempt at a newbie podcast, it's easy enough to tell you what the word newbie means.
So, in regards to the scene, a newbie is basically a singleton or a couple that are completely new on the scene, and they are very much appreciated and welcomed.
It can take forever for a couple to find the person they're comfortable with to do it with. You know, I've known couples that have had profiles for a week, 2 weeks, and then they start getting verifications. I've known couples that have had profiles for a year before they've had their first baby.
Yeah.
Before they've had their first meet, before their first step.
There are loads of different variations when it comes to being a newbie, you know. And that takes us on.
Yeah, don't be ashamed to rush it. Don't take your time.
Take your time. It is so, so, so prevalent to do it where you're both fully comfortable and you're both ready for it, because it is a minefield in some aspects, you know, in regards to the negatives of jealousy and, you know, compromisation and communicating.
I think we've said meet a couple of times, and we've definitely said social a couple of times. That tends to be slang on the scene for a social is a non-sex meet.
Or a no-pressure meet.
Yeah, the general idea is a no-sex meet. You know, it's supposed to be like taking the other couple out for a meal or something. Yeah. So you get to know them.
Or in a bubble.
Yeah, it's for those people that, you know, need the confidence, need that sort of connection with a person before they can do it. And then, you know, again, there's no problem with going out for a pint with somebody to get them to know you.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, a definition of a meet in our world tends to be, well, that's when the rubber hits the road. That's when you're going to somewhere that potentially there's going to be some action. Though, to be fair, we always choose and always say when we're going to a meet, we're going for a social.
Yeah, it always starts out as a social. So even though we say as a meet, an experienced swingers say to go for a meet, it doesn't always subsequently end up as it's going to be sex, as all couples, all singlets go.
Yeah.
You know, they can say no at any point if they're not feeling the vibe or not liking the people.
You go along for the social. Yeah. If you want to walk away, you walk away. If it gets fun and hot and heavy and you will get into each other, Yeah. Even fucking better.
Absolutely.
Ah, here's one that would make you laugh. The definition of a BBW.
Yes, I actually got this wrong for so long. I was on the scene for 10 years before I realised I'd got this abbreviation wrong, believe it or not.
The amount of women you must have insulted.
Well, they never once told me I'd got it wrong, so maybe it didn't insult them. Maybe it impelled...
Yeah, a BBW, as you got it wrong sometimes, is actually the definition of a big, beautiful woman. So I'd suggest something size 18, 20 and up, probably.
I mean, to be fair, though, we've had people that have deemed them to be big, beautiful women that are 14 to 16, so again, that's subjective.
And again, sites can be very subjective because they give you body types to describe yourself as, and we know lots of people that describe themselves as curvy or fabulous, where
it's an expression of speech. They just see themselves as fabulous, they see themselves as curly, when in fact they're not that curvy, size 12,
and it's like you ain't no curvy girl.
I don't know though, size 12 could be curvy.
Okay, again,
it depends where your curves are, girls. We love you all.
Yeah, it's descriptive.
Yeah.
And we like all sizes.
We love our BBWs, we love our skinny girls, our athletic girls, we like them all.
You just like every girl on the
planet. I love girls, yeah, I do.
You minge muncher.
I'm a minge muncher, I'm a rug muncher. I love girls left, right and centre. The way they walk, the way they talk, the way they dress, all different types. I just love girls.
If somebody asks you for cam fun, that should be relatively obvious. They want to play on webcam. Again, I can't believe anybody wouldn't understand what that was, but better make it clear.
Yeah, and there are people that are not actually on the swinging scene probably know what cam fun is because they use apps or
WhatsApp and stuff.
Yeah, they cyber. Yes. It's another very, very key terminology.
Yes. Yeah, so cyber sex, which is getting out of date these days. It's more,
your generation.
Yeah, I don't even think that sexting is still around, is it?
I think sexting is still very prevalent.
Really?
In today's society, yes. Okay. I've had quite a few people.
I'm suggesting people still do it. I'm just thinking they call it something different. Obviously, we've said voyeur. I think that's pretty obvious, isn't it? It's people that enjoy to watch and not participate.
Yeah. So, voyeur is... I think voyeur can be quite a beautiful terminology because there's so many people out there that are voyeurs, but they do eventually evolve.
Yes, they could be. Some people we know like to play, but also they like to step back and just watch for a bit, you know. It's personal taste. Now, in the scene, in most swinging environments, clubs, websites, anything else like that, the mix of single men, be they bi or straight or any other flavour you can think of, versus girls and couples tends to be 3/4 to 1/4. So you're always going to be outnumbered, my men. And whenever you go to a club, whenever you go to an organised meet, unless it's been handpicked, you're always going to be outnumbered by men. Most men are incredibly respectful. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've come across many situations and experiences in my time, on my own, and with Paul, where women have had to say no and a nice, polite, yet sexy no. Sorry, I don't want you to touch me, but you can... stand there and bash one out. So yeah, we're not afraid to say no, and to be fair, I'm quite an empowered, dominant character. I quite enjoy saying no. Is that bad?
No, it's your nature, darling. But yeah, we do have a pet name for them, and it's a little derogatory, but we do refer to them as the Wanking Dead.
Yeah, the Wanking Dead. So yeah, like the Walking Dead.
They are just wanking zombies.
Yeah, they just walk around
cock in hand.
Yeah, wanking,
staring at all the beautiful women and all the beautiful
wanting
couples,
to be fucking them, and to
and
be fair,
dreaming.
Yeah, not always dreaming. I've seen quite a few makeshift gangbangs, as it were, at a few of the clubs that are local to us, where the woman has just been spoiled and gangbanged by
willingly,
several blokes.
Totally willingly.
Absolutely willingly. No, she dropped that soap on purpose, is what I'm saying.
If you're on any of the platforms and you start reading on profiles 420 friendly...
Yeah, it's 420
for most people may have difficulty understanding that one. Depends on your upbringing or your exposure.
Yeah, your exposure to it, absolutely. So 420 is usually code for drugs. Yeah, so obviously we don't want to cover too much on drugs because they're very taboo subjects. But yeah, so if it says 420 on a profile on any of the swinging websites, that usually means they are party animals. So you take people, that as you will.
Know, if it's not your thing, you might be a little bit shocked if they offer you something.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, don't be shocked. Yeah, you might want to avoid. So yeah.
Now, bareback does not mean please shave your back.
Yeah, you don't. This no one likes a hairy back.
This one is specifically to condoms or not condoms.
Yeah, non-protection.
Safe sex or not safe sex.
Yeah, and to be fair, in our scene, you know, in the swinging scene in the UK and everywhere on the everywhere in the world, most people do like to be careful, don't they, Paul?
Yes, I have to admit, in the swinging lifestyle, I would suggest a lot of people get regularly tested because, well, we want to maintain doing the lifestyle.
Yeah, and it's
none of us want to catch anything.
No, and we will do our own specific episode in this podcast series regarding STI awareness, regarding contraception, regarding the very important subject around protective sex, because, you know, the risks are
monumental.
Monumental, absolutely.
But equally, you know, that's a conversation you're going to have if you're entering the scene as a couple. That has to be had.
Because the variance in it
before you even get out the car.
Yeah, is massive. So, you know, you come across many couples who only like it without condoms. You get many couples that ultimately only wear condoms. And then obviously you get the branch of people
who have trusted.
Yeah, again circle of people
we know
for 10
years. We are
dealing
with shades of grey all over the place.
Absolutely.
Some people will take it as a strict wear it or nothing.
Yeah.
Some people take a more wider view. That's what it is. But again, bareback is not. They don't mean shave your back.
Yeah, it's not. They don't mean shave your back.
Right. Yeah, there's another one. Time wasters.
Yeah, time wasters.
You will hear people whinging about time wasters left, right, and centre. People who enjoy the idea of the scene but aren't brave enough or can't be brave enough.
They're basically a fantasist.
Yes,
they get off in their head in that moment of the prospect of it developing and meeting the other person, couple, party, and they just don't show up.
Yeah, when it comes to the actual event, you know, you push them to the point where, you know, when are we meeting or whatever, and they vanish. And then we get to wander into the fetish scene. If you see somebody putting for BDSM on their profiles or starting to use those abbreviations, that tends to be for bondage, dominant, and sadomasochism, which, you know, whips, chains, ropes, spanking,
and
electrocution, all the things we kind
of
like, but, you know,
and
don't let that scare you.
Thanks to the book series and the film of 50 Shades, it has been almost normalised. You know, women have been able to say, you know, tie me up, Scotty, give me a spanking. But is that really what it's all about? I don't think so. I think that's given it a bit of a misconception around the whole BDSM scene, to be fair.
I'm sorry, Christian Grey is a wuss.
Yeah, and yeah, he's a nothing on you, darling.
Yeah, again, we're not going to blow our own trumpets, but, you know, that boy could be taught a lot of lessons. Again, subdom, so dominant and submissive relationships or individuals. Again, that can be a little bit of a minefield for new couples.
Yeah. But some people live that dynamic of that relationship in everything. So from the financial aspect to when they see their family to their working habits, their leisure habits, everything can be controlled by the dom in that relationship. We haven't actually personally come across it together, but I have. And it's, again, like it's not, it's so varied.
Yeah. You get some people that like the fantasy, like the reality, like whatever they like. There certainly are specific theme nights for such things. We've said cuckolds a lot, which obviously is the male, is the cuck, which is the male domination by a female.
Yep.
I think that's specifically it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I don't think you can have a female cock.
She's just a sub.
Yeah, that would. Again, there's so many different variances. Yeah, I'm not even sure I can work that one out. But generally, you know, it's the fella that's, you know, you will sit over there whilst I enjoy myself here.
To be fair, we probably don't have a lot of shared knowledge on that, as it were, because we don't genuinely enjoy that. We don't enjoy the whole cuckold relationship dynamic.
No,
it wouldn't do anything for us.
No, we like everyone to get joined in.
Yeah, we like all hands exploring, all hot bodies, you know, interacting, just all four of us enjoying that moment together, you know, that mutual vibe, you know, really just losing yourself in the moment, you know. And if somebody's tied up in the corner, it seems a bit fake.
Yeah.
But again, we don't want them.
Again, but there are people out there that love it.
Yeah.
So we let them love it.
Yeah, we don't have
prejudice. We wouldn't judge them.
Yeah, we're not judging. No judging here.
Hot wife, I believe, is the reverse of that one, isn't it?
That's, yeah, that's it is where cut cold still, isn't it?
Well, no, I don't think it is cut cold, because I think he's arranging a meet for her with her permission, which then she has and then tells him all about. So it's kind of cuckold, but it's not. I don't get it. But either way, it's what it is. But again, if hot wife comes up, basically it means he wants you to go bang the missus and tell him about it.
Basically, it's about the guy getting off on hearing about the stories or seeing videos of it afterwards. So knowing that she is basically, he's basically celebrating the infidelity that she is doing for him, you know. And it's such a complex dynamic, and it's one we don't have a lot of knowledge on. But yeah, you know, it's about, yeah, it's a very,
I can see from a third party's perspective how it'd be hot. Personally, I wouldn't be up for it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can see how
somebody else would get off on that.
But again, you know, they're more in evolved relationships.
Yes,
know, like
there's
going to
be so much trust in that.
But yeah, absolutely.
Oh, now we get into the slightly seedier and dirty end. Okay, if they say water sports, they do not want to go canoeing.
Yeah, they don't want to go canoeing. They don't want to go life rafting. Although, to be fair, some people probably want to go life rafting.
But again,
instead of this.
Yes, if somebody said water sports, we're talking about pee.
Yeah, urination.
Yeah, in whichever variety that comes in, but you know, they're talking about urine.
Yeah. But it is a very popular fetish.
Yeah,
we've
tried it, we've enjoyed it from time to time.
Yeah,
from time to time,
very occasionally.
We wouldn't encourage others if they weren't into it.
No, to be fair, it all depends on the environment. It all depends on who you're doing it with, because it can be special. That, you know, and how I've explained it in the past to couples in our time,
it's
actually led to a few of them trying it. And so, you know, it can't be all that bad. You know, so the way you explain it, you know.
Okay. The next one is one we wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
Yeah, neither of us have ever or ever wanted to go near this. Along with the new fetish of farting, you've got hard sports, which is poo. So a lot of men use terminology human toilet, and I don't think we should.
Oh, and scat is out there as well, isn't it?
Scat is poo.
Yes, you know, generally, I'm a bisexual man. I enjoy penis up my anus, but I'm sorry. The other way around is not sexy. Maybe it's your thing. I'm not putting you down.
Yeah.
Me, taking a steaming Mr. Whippy on somebody, not my thing.
Yeah, no, not my thing
but
either.
By all means, enjoy it to your heart's content.
Absolutely. So it goes for different things, you know, like as well, like sounding and needles in BDSM play and whipping and wax, you know, there are so many different ways you can try to enlighten that moment with pleasure and pain and so forth.
We're going to have to do a BDSM one.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't go through all of it in this one, so yeah.
So, congratulations, you've got this far and we haven't managed to offend you yet.
Yes, absolutely. So, sorry if that last bit got a little bit vulgar and horrible about heart sports, but now our first ever episode is starting to come to an end.
We're sorry if it's been a little bit random. We're still trying to work out order and pattern and how things should be done.
Yeah, sorry if it's been absolutely erratic, but, you know, we're just trying to get into the swing of it. Thank you for listening. We've covered a lot of some of the abbreviations, but not many. But, you know, we'll be covering many, many more in our next podcast. Within this erotic part of society, the beautiful contrast of how different couples utilise sharing their sex lives with others can simply go on forever. And we will try and take a more in-depth view next time of how boundaries get pushed and how relationships evolve within the scene.
Now, assuming you're still listening, we'd really like to hear your feedback. This is obviously our first episode, and well, we want your guidance on just where we should take this.
Absolutely.
If you'd like to contact us at our email, You can find it at byproperswingers@gmail.com.
And that is all lowercase letters. Yeah, so please, by all means, if there is anything you want to particularly cover, you want us to cover, or if there's an interest, or if you're offended by how we've described something, you know, because we really want, you know, everyone to get involved, and you know, and give us their raw opinions on what we've discussed, what they want us to discuss.
We've got a few ideas about what we'd like to talk about next. If you think they're good, we'll go ahead. We were thinking about possibly doing a review of one of our local clubs.
One of our favourite clubs.
Yeah, one of the ones we go to regularly. Absolutely. And enjoy. The ins, the outs and everything about it. And of course, the other option would be we could tell you a story. We could give you, I don't know, say, our best and worst experience in swinging so far. Maybe tempt you with a bit of...
Absolutely. And we have got some very
epic stories.
Epic and interesting stories. You would not even know where to begin. So.
But if you're listening and you know us out there, don't worry, you won't mention any names.
Absolutely.
Also, the idea came to us that if you're new to the lifestyle, possibly you want to know what to expect, what you're going to be confronted with when you join a website.
Absolutely. You said baby steps, didn't you?
Yes,
to make it as, you know, easily accessible and digestible, you know, for people to get into it.
Or equally, what you're going to be confronted with the first time you go to a swimmers club.
Yeah.
They're all different.
But we can assure you, though, as many people have said to me in the vanilla world, it isn't just you don't turn up and you're asked to get naked and that's it. It isn't like a massive room and you turn up and everyone's naked and it's expected of you to get naked straight away. You know, there is a bar, there is a dance floor, you know, people are dressed up casually, they're dressed up slutty, they're dressed up in all ways, shapes and forms you can possibly imagine. So please don't think you can just turn up.
You can trust us to tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We know we enjoyed making it.
If you're already on the scene, we hope you enjoyed it. If you're new to the scene, we hope we helped you. And if you're just merely being nosy and just listening, we hope we helped you whet that appetite of yours.
We hope we didn't cause any offence to anybody listening. And remember, we're just doing this for fun. If you want to contact us, contact our website. You'll find it wherever you found this podcast. So it's goodbye from Paul.
And it's goodbye from Charlotte.
We hope to see you again on the next UK
Swinging
Lifestyle
Podcast.